Now, White Sox Weekly, the official weekly talk show covering all things White Sox baseball.
Get the fireworks ready.
White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890.
So welcome into White Sox Weekly. I'm Connor McKnight, and we've got you for the next 2 hours, 12:30, riding right all the way up into the 2:35 pregame show between the White Sox and Detroit Tigers this afternoon. A 3:10 first pitch. It's a rematch of something we just saw last week. Miguel Gonzalez against Jordan Zimmermann. Miguel was pretty good. Jordan Zimmermann was pretty bad. Wouldn't be at all upset if that happened again this afternoon and the White Sox were able to get themselves a W. Lots to do on the show this afternoon. A lot of news around the White Sox and some of it centering on the television broadcast. Usually we focus ourselves on the radio broadcast here, seeing as we are, you know, the radio broadcast here. But when a legend like Hawk Harrelson makes the announcement that he did just a couple of days ago at the ballpark, we're going to talk about it. You're going to hear from Hawk on the show. And when a young man like Jason Benetti gets announced as his successor, that's huge news as well, and good news, too. So you're going to hear from Hawk Harrelson. You're going to hear from Jason Benetti right here on the show this afternoon. We will also bring you a conversation that the White Sox beat had with Nick Hostetler. He is the head of amateur scouting for them and going to be taking over again during the draft coming up next week. White Sox have a big one on board. They pick 11, of course, and this one is somewhat of a confusing draft class. I guess I've heard it most best described as not a ton of superstars in the draft necessarily. And who knows? Everyone could be wrong. That's how drafts work. No one thought there was anybody in the Chris Bryant draft. There has turned out to be Chris Bryant in the Chris Bryant draft. So you can be wrong about these kind of things. But as it stands right now, people are looking at it going, okay, maybe not the superstars necessarily, but depth. Maybe you know you get through this second and into the third round, all that kind of stuff. Maybe you've got some good depth there and some good prospects throughout that the White Sox can kind of parse through. And who knows? Maybe there's a couple of guys that slip into the 11th spot and the White Sox are able to snap them up. So we'll hear from Nick Hostetler a little bit during the show as well. I also had a chance to sit down with Adam Engel. He's the White Sox latest call. Well, I shouldn't say that. He is not now the White Sox latest call-up. We'll get to that news in just a second. But Adam Engel was, up until about an hour and a half ago, the latest call-up from AAA Charlotte. He, of course, is one of the top 15 prospect for the White Sox in the organization. Very good center fielder. Got his first major league hit up the left side just the other day at Guaranteed Rate Field. That was during the, I think it was the second game of the doubleheader against the Tigers, in fact, on Saturday. I had a chance to talk to Adam, and I'll tell you what, I think I mentioned this on the postgame show last night. I was really surprised. I don't mean to say that I didn't expect anything from the inside of Adam Engel's brain, but I was really impressed. The guy has a lot of thoughts on baseball and what it's like to come up as a young kid, what it's like to be in this White Sox organization. He's been in it for quite some time, and it's a good conversation. You're going to want to stay tuned. We'll get to that probably about 1:45 or so as we're leading up to White Sox baseball on the pregame show at 2:35 today. Sox fans, you can join us as the White Sox take on the Baltimore Orioles on June 15th at 1:10 p.m. It's free T-shirt Thursday, and the first 10,000 fans will receive a 1917 World Series tee presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Bring your business home to Bedford Park and win big. Purchase your tickets today by visiting whitesox.com or by calling 866-SOX-GAME. We're going to play a little game today. Now, this is the first time in since I've taken the wheel of White Sox Weekly that we've played any kind of giveaway game, I think. We'll have our producer Tyler Bravo check the archives and see if... No, indeed, this is the first time we've played any kind of giveaway game. So you're going to want to keep the phone number handy because in about 7 minutes or so, we're going to take a quick break, come back. I'll explain the rules to the game. They are very simple but unflinchingly rigid, the rules. 312-591-8900 is the phone number here on White Sox Weekly. 312-591-8900. You can also hit us up on Twitter. At C1 McKnight is the Twitter handle. That's where you can leave messages for us for the mailbag portion of this show. Or that's how you can get in touch with the postgame show, too, if you want to toss your questions or thoughts on the White Sox after any given game on Twitter. You can do that there. Today, though, the Twitter handle will do you no help during the game. You do have to call 312-591-8900. Now, Not going to be one of those guys who says, hey, call in and win a prize, and then I make it some dinky little awful prize. No. I have a Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. I'm not currently using the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. I have a noise on the phone that shoots me out of bed like a pterodactyl is screeching through the room. It's what I need. I need that kind of volume. The Hawk Harrelson alarm clock is more for, well, for entertainment purposes. You could probably use it as an alarm clock if you don't sleep like a dead person like I do. But if you're into that kind of thing, and given the news, I thought this was the right thing to do, knowing that we had a Hawk Harrelson alarm clock just kind of lying around, that Hawk Harrelson himself had the press conference yesterday announcing that next year would be his last calling games for the White Sox. He'll do about, in case you missed the news, he'll do about 20 games next year, mostly home Sundays. A couple of other select games is how the White Sox put it. And Jason Benetti will move into the, but for the 20 games, full-time broadcast role with Steve Stone. It's a great broadcast, I think, either way. And moving Jason in is going to be a ton of fun. Jason has a standing invitation at any time to come on to White Sox Weekly. So at some point here in the next few weeks, you'll probably hear from him. But we will we'll play the game coming up after the break and get you posted on the rules and exactly what we'll be doing. I think you have the phone number, 312-591-8900. If you want to win a Hawk Harrelson alarm clock, you give that number a call while we're playing the game, give the right answer to the game, and I will find a way to get you the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock that you so richly deserve. Couple of pieces of news and notes. Last night, of course, a loss for the White Sox. They fell to Detroit 15-5. They haven't had a lot of games like this. They really haven't. There was a 13-7 defeat at the hands of the Red Sox. And if you're calling right now to get in on the game, that's fine. We'll keep you on hold. And then once we start the game, we'll kind of go through things. We'll clear out the phone lines and whatnot. They lost one to the Angels, 12-8. That was pretty much out of range from the get-go. Fine. Understood. When these losses have happened, and the White Sox have had a couple of losses where they've, you know, been blown out, I suppose, like yesterday, but not many. And really, when you think about even those blowouts, they've found a way to get back into the ballgame, to make things close, to fight things out and not give up at bats. And Ricky Renteria, for what it's worth, has said that that's what they're trying to do. That is the emphasis of the program. That is the process that the White Sox are going through, given everything else that's going on around this franchise. So, with that in mind, and given that Derek Holland has been pretty good through the first 10 starts of his season, a 2-3 ERA or so, that jumped to about 3.4. That's going to happen. He has pitched fearlessly inside to right-handers, and as a lefty, that's very tough to do. I think yesterday, in looking at yesterday's game, the breaking ball just flat wasn't there for Derek Holland. You're going to have those every now and again. They were rollers. They got plugged. So be it. Move on. See what Miguel Gonzalez has for you against Jordan Zimmermann. For what it's worth, the White Sox have hit that Tigers pitching staff pretty well. Michael Fulmer coming into last night's game and had 10 consecutive quality starts to the season. White Sox dinged him around. And then Jordan Zimmermann has, well, he's not been all that great, a 6.5 ERA for the Tigers. And the White Sox tuned him up. I think they put 7 on him. Yeah, it was 7 in the prior matchup just about 5 days ago. So we will step to the break. And those of you on the line and trying to win a White Sox Hawk Harrelson alarm clock, stay right there because we're going to go through things. I'll explain the rules. They're very simple. They're very strict. But you've got a chance to win a Hawk Harrelson alarm clock by calling 312-591-8900. Right after this, this is White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890. You don't stop. It's time to take the playing catch. It's time to take playing catch with your dad from the backyard to the big leagues at Family Field Day on June 10th. Enjoy guaranteed rate field just like a player. Play catch in the outfield, warm up in the bullpens, visit the dugouts, and much more. Join us for Family Field Day on Saturday, June 10th. That is right around the corner. Saturday, June 10th, and support Chicago White Sox charities. To purchase tickets, visit WhiteSoxCharities.org. We are playing our very first White Sox Weekly Trivia game. I can't believe it's taken us a full year. Let's see, I started February of 16, so that's all the way until, yeah, that's a long time before we played a trivia giveaway game. Here are the rules to our ball game this afternoon. It's really simple. It's really, really simple. First and foremost, you have to call 312-591-8900. That's the phone number. For those of you already on the line, maybe you might be a little bit of a disadvantage. However, if you get the question wrong, you're more than welcome to call back and see if you can get it right next time around. I have a list of players. It is a lengthy list of players. All of these players have one thing in common. You have to, and the judges will have to rule on the syntax, you have to give me the one thing these players have in common, and you will win the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. Our first caller will get two names, our second caller will get the third name, and so forth and so on. Then, as we're, you know, if we run out of callers, I'll just keep listing names, and you call back in when you think you know the answer as to what all of these players have in common, and you'll win the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. Easy enough? Capiche? Okay. Those are the rules to today's White Sox Weekly Trivia. And who knows? Maybe we'll never do this again. But it's entirely possible that I never get my hands on another Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. So be it. Now, I am told by our producer, Tyler Bravo, that there are rules as to how we have to start a White Sox trivia contest here on the show. Yeah, okay, so there are rules. So I believe you get this.
Do you love Yomo Santi?
Sí. Sí.
Mucho.
Mucho.
Nice.
I love Yomo Sanchez. All right, fire up the bed. Let's get this going. All right, so here it is, your aforementioned list of players. I believe we're starting with Ed in Homer Glen.
Hello.
Ed, you get two names. If you name what they have in common, you win the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock.
Okay.
Ready? Now, yeah. Ed, if you lose, if you get the wrong answer, or if you can't give me one in, you know, a couple of seconds, I got to hang you up. You can call back and try again, all right?
Okay.
Here are your two names, Ed. Paolo Orlando. Adam Libertor.
Right-handed.
No. Ed, you can call back in. Next up is Daniel in Wooddale. Daniel, your third name. Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross.
These are baseball players?
Yes, they are, but that's not the right answer, Daniel. You can call back. They're baseball. They're baseball players. Of course they are. I love the... That's great creativity. That's fantastic. Of course they're baseball players. Matt in Mount Greenwood. They are in fact, baseball players. That is not the answer we were going for. Here's your fourth name. Ready? Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo.
All catchers?
No, they are not all catchers. Paolo Orlando's an outfielder for the Royals. Matt, you can call back and get another name. Head back out to the line. It's Drew. Drew, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here's your next name. Ready? Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart.
They were all born in the same place.
No. No, interesting guess though. No, we got another one. We got another fish on the hook. All right, here we go. Daniel, I'm going to add another name for you. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Paolo Orlando. This is for a Hawk Harrelson alarm clock, people. So let's do it. Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart, Adam Ottavino. Don't overthink it.
They're all the 25th man on their team.
Ooh, no, they're not. Daniel, you can call back. Back out to the line. 312-591-8900, by the way, is the phone number. 312-591-8900. That's the number. You win, you get a free Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. I'll find a way to get it to you. Max, you're up. Ready? Max. We lost Max. All right, well, then the rules go this way. I'm going to give Tyler a chance to pick up the phones here. I know there's a lot. You need a minute? All right. Andrew, you're next.
Right.
Andrew, you ready?
Yes.
Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart, Adam Ottavino, Mike Morse.
They had all had walk-off home runs.
No. Decent enough guess, Daniel, but that is not correct. We head down the line. All right. Nick, you're up next. Nick, you ready? No, I'm sorry. Is this Daniel?
No. Yes, sir.
Daniel, you got to turn the radio down for me, A, number one. And B, here's your next name. Ready? Paolo
yes,
Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart, Adam Ottavino, Mike Morse, Joe Musgrove.
They all started their professional careers in the White Sox organization.
Ooh, no, no. But great guess, Daniel. Well done. All right, moving down the line, we've got Nick next. Nick, here's your next name.
Got it.
Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart, Adam Ottavino, Mike Morse, Joe Musgrove, Manuel Margot.
They were all drafted the same year.
Ooh, no. Good. No, no, they were not. No, Wellington Castillo's like 100. All right, down the line, we got Ed. Ed, you got us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, 312-591-8900 is the phone number. We're giving away a Hawk Harrelson alarm clock, and I'd really like to do it in the next 3 minutes or so. Otherwise, we got to take the news break, and then we got to start the whole thing over. So, Ed, we're counting on you. It's like you got a 2-2 count with a man on third here. Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart, Adam Ottavino, Mike Morse, Joe Musgrove, Manuel Margot, Lonnie Chisenhall is your next name.
They were all traded to the White Sox at one time.
They were not. They were not. They were not, Ed. We move down the line. I believe it is Andy. Andy, ready?
Yes.
All right, so you got the names. Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart, Adam Ottavino, Mike Morse, Joe Musgrove, Manuel Margot, Lonnie Chisenhall. Amir Garrett is your next name. Amir Garrett.
They were all born on the same day.
No. No, they were not. No, they were not. You know what? I'm going to give... Tyler, do me a favor. Put the music on hold for 1 second. Thank you. 312-591-8900 is the phone number. You can win a free Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. We're giving it away. I honestly didn't think the trivia would be this hard. I'm not trying to trick you. This isn't anything crazy. It's something that they all, and maybe this will help, they all currently have in common. They are all currently having this in common. Mike, you're next, right? You can fire up the music whenever you're ready. I know Tyler's doing like 9 different things over there. Mike, you ready?
Yep, ready.
All right, my man. This one might do it for you. Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart, Adam Ottavino, Mike Morse, Joe Musgrove, Manuel Margot, Lonnie Chisenhall, Amir Garrett, Vince Velazquez.
All of them only appeared in one Sox game.
Ooh, no. Fair guess, though. Fair guess. Daniel, I think you might be at our break-even point. I think this might be the light starting to peek through the door. I think we're very close. Paolo Orlando, Adam Libertor, Robbie Ross, Wellington Castillo, Chris Stewart, Adam Ottavino, Mike Morse, Joe Musgrove, Manuel Margot, Lonnie Chisenhall, Amir Garrett, Vince Velazquez, Dustin Pedroia.
All on the disabled list.
Yes! Daniel, you did it! They are all. Congratulations, my friend. Thanks so much.
I got to say, I finally figured out a couple calls ago. I was praying these last couple guys didn't get it. When you said Pedroia, I knew it.
When you knew which name well, gave the scent off?
I thought Michael Morse might have got hurt in that brawl, maybe.
He did. He got hurt. He got a concussion. He got his noodle scrambled.
Okay. And then Chisenhall, I believe, when you said Chisenhall, that's when I started thinking about it. When you said Pedroia, I was positive that was the answer.
Well done, Daniel. Top notch, my man. Do me a favor. Tell me two things. Well, one, you're going to tell my producer, Tyler Bravo. The other, you're going to tell me, where will you be putting the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock in the house?
My son just graduated from kindergarten yesterday. We were supposed to go to that game. We didn't go. I've been on all over eBay for the last couple of weeks.
Oh.
It's going right to my...
Now you're pulling the heartstrings, Daniel.
Believe me, I had like 4 guesses. I finally knew it was going to maybe come around my way, and I appreciate it, Connor. You do a great job.
You got buddy. It, man. Okay, stay on hold. Do not hang up the phone. Stay on hold. Tyler's going to pick
you
up, get you your information. We'll get you the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. Might take us a bit, but it's going to get to you. And when you get it, Daniel, do me this favor. Shoot me a picture of the boy, of your boy and the alarm clock. Send it to us. We'll tweet it out. Let everybody know you got it, okay?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Appreciate it, man. All right. Stay on hold. Daniel's our winner. Thanks, everybody, for calling and tripping in. Some great guesses. Yes, in fact, they all were baseball players. I think that one was my favorite guess. We had like four names. They're all baseball. Of course, they're all baseball. It's White Sox Weekly. Of course, they're all baseball players. I had hoped to do a longer thing, a segment, a topic, if you will, about all of the guys on the disabled list so far this season. I mean, there are other names on here, and you know, it was going to get much easier down the line. Ryan Braun, Ian Kinsler, Freddie Freeman, Aaron Sanchez, Noah Syndergaard, the rest of the Mets, David Dahl, Houston Street, Rich Hill, Madison Bumgarner, Felix Hernandez, Carter Capps, Adrian Beltre just got off the disabled list. David Price made his first start against the White Sox, coming off the disabled list. Corey Kluberman laid up for a while. James Paxton, who might be one of the best pitchers going right now, if not for his disabled list stint, is on that list too. And then the White Sox, of course, and I was going to get into this longer thing about the White Sox and how what they've had to do to overcome some injuries. Tyler Saladino, Dylan Covey, Gio Soto, Nate Jones, Zach Putnam, James Shields, Jake Petrischka, Juan Manaea, Charlie Tilson, Carlos Rodon, and just this morning, where did I put that? Michael Inouye goes to the 10-day disabled list. He's got a strained quad. Brad Goldberg comes up from AAA Charlotte to take his place on the roster. That is the latest bit of White Sox news. Daniel's our winner on the very first White Sox Weekly Trivia Contest. Congrats to him. Congrats to his son, who I think was kindergarten, I think he said. So that's awesome. That's awesome. You get a Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. We'll probably do one of these again. That was fun for me. I hope it was fun for you. Now you know the phone number. Don't be strangers. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, you'll hear from Hawk Harrelson, who will make next year his last in the broadcasting booth. A legend. Speaks to you next. WLS AM 890, White Sox Weekly. White Sox fans, you can join us for Country Music Night as the White Sox take on the Oakland Athletics on Friday, June 23rd at 7:10 p.m. Be sure to stay after the game for a post-game fireworks show presented by Coca-Cola. To purchase tickets, visit WhiteSox.com. I'll tell you what, on fireworks nights, I've been doing this job long enough, but on home fireworks nights, it never fails that I'll start the post-game show and kind of just forget, you know, I get involved and, you know, I'm looking at a bunch of stuff and whatnot. And that first firework that goes off during the postgame show nearly makes me fall out of my chair. It just surprises the heck out of me. I never remember it's coming. And I really should. At this point, I've been doing it for a long enough time. And a great fireworks show out there at Guaranteed Rate Field. You should get yourself out to it. That is June 23rd against the Oakland Athletics for Country Music Night. Mentioned earlier and made it a large focal point of the show in the first half hour, Hawk Harrelson has announced his pending retirement. He will hang up the microphone, I guess. There's got to be a better phrase for that for announcers, I suppose, for broadcasters. Next year will be his last 20 games on the broadcast. Gets a little bit of a farewell tour, well-deserved. He will do mostly home Sundays and some other select games, the White Sox have said. Jason Benetti will fill in as the full-time guy as Hawk transitions out. I think it'll be a beautiful and smooth transition. I think Jason does a fantastic job on games right now, and I assume he'll only get better. You've heard the talent. I know a lot of White Sox fans have enjoyed the broadcasts, and Hawk is legend. Hawk is legend. I really don't know. I don't know how better to put that than Hawk is legend. And for him to have been in that booth since 1982, with a number of different partners, broadcast partners, and to be, I think I remember reading a quote too from Jerry Reinsdorf. It was that afternoon, Hawk came down and talked with the reporters and us on, what would that have been, Thursday, Friday was the off day? No, Wednesday, because Thursday was the off day. Wednesday, and we were all sitting in the dugout and kind of listening to him talk, and then Jerry talked to a few people as we were, Mr. Reinsdorf talked to a few people as we were starting the pregame show, and I remember seeing on Twitter a couple of things, and it was Hawk and Don Drysdale, and they couldn't figure out who to hire to do the play-by-play, so they hired them both. And that's just, I mean, impressive, really, kind of the whole history of that broadcast booth as is. And I know for a lot of White Sox fans, Hawk Harrelson is, I mean, he's the guy. He's everything you've watched over the course of the year. And we're a radio broadcast, and all credit where credit's due to Ed and DJ, to John Rooney before, and all that, all the guys that were in there. But, you know, today is kind of Hawks, or this week, I guess, Hawks week. So we had a chance to hear from Hawk as he kind of describe the decision-making, his career in whole, and a couple of memories he had. And there's a really good, there's a really interesting, I thought, question about the game as it's played now and Hawks' thoughts and interpretations on length of game, on pace of game in this current major leagues. And I thought it was pretty interesting the way he delivered a response to that. Working on the radio broadcast, like I said, I don't get a chance to listen to Hawk probably as much as I used to, considering, you know, we're doing the DJ broadcast. But for Hawk to, I maybe he's brought this up before, I'm not sure, but I thought it was pretty impressive for him to talk about it the way he did. I hadn't thought about it quite that way. So, without any further ado, Hawk Harrelson.
After so many strikeouts and so many fast sandwiches and 6,000 over 6,000 games, I guess, called, it's about that time, getting there. I still, you know, I still love it. But I want to spend more time with the grandkids. Yeah, 13 and 10 now. They both are getting better and better in their sports. No help from me. I just watch them play, and they're growing both academically and athletically. So I talked it over with my wife, and the White Sox, you know, it's been greatest ride of my life. And it's been a lot of fun with these fans. And I'll never forget anything that has to do with this. Nothing. I'll remember it forever.
Will you still be involved after?
Yeah, we're going to take it year by year. I'm going to come back next year and do day games. You know, living in the Eastern Zone and working in the Central Zone, after games are getting longer, that makes my trip, and with my temper, it's not, semi-truck drivers and my temper don't mix. Not at 3:30 in the morning, especially when it's raining, because I got an axe handle in the back of my car, along with some mace. And I've literally chased some of those guys before, and I'm just glad I hadn't caught anybody, because it, one of us would have been knocked out. So,
go ahead. You're choked up. Obviously, a really difficult decision.
The what?
To do difficult decision for you to come to. You're choked up about this a little bit.
I am.
Yeah.
Long time. Since 1982, Jerry got the club in 81. And I've enjoyed everything about it except 86. That wasn't a whole bunch of fun in 86. That's the worst job in the world, being a general manager. You know, after that happened, I had a couple of offers to be a GM in a couple other clubs, and I told them, I said, you don't have enough money to pay me. That's 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. And when you have to deal with that, you don't sleep very much. And all of you know how much I love to play golf. Well, for a year and a half, I played 9 holes because there was a lot of things that had to be done. And we got a lot of them done. And some of them were harmful, hurtful. And I was glad to get out of that.
Hey, Hawk, I know you mentioned Jerry already, but I imagine you have a very special place in your heart for Jerry.
Well, he's the best owner in sports, and I'm not. You get other guys. I mean, for an example, I had some scouts the other day. We were in Phoenix talking, and three of them. And one of them said, "You know, Hawk, I'm coming to see you guys the next homestand." He said, "I got to meet Jerry Reinsdorf." He said, "I just want to go up and shake his hand and say I have got to meet you." And the other two guys chimed in. You know, not many owners have brought 7 world championships to their city. And he's not done yet. All of you know how much I love Robin Ventura. I love him like a son. But believe me when I tell you, Rick Renteria is the right man to carry this thing forward.
Looking at your career, Hawk, it would appear that some people, a lot of people loved you, a lot of people didn't like you, but you never bored anybody, and you always you always brought out a reaction from people. Would you say, as a broadcaster and an entertainer, that that's essential to last as long as you have?
Well, when I first started in 1975 with the Red Sox announcing, and about a month and a half, 2 months after we started, I got a call from Kurt Gowdy, who was one of the all-time great announcers. He said, "I want to talk to you." And I said, "Well, I'll be at the ballpark tomorrow." He said, "Okay." We started talking. He said, "One of these days you got a chance to be a hell of an announcer, but you got to remember one thing. You can't please everybody. Don't try." Well, it was eerie because about 2 or 3 weeks later, Cosell called me. And he said, "I'm going to be in Boston. I want to talk to you." And it was almost surreal. It was almost verbatim what Kurt said. That don't try to please everybody because you can't. And if you try, those guys that try to please everybody, they don't last very long. And I've grown over the years, so I've got a very, very thick skin. And some of the best laughs and fun I have are reading some of the fan mail. "Hawk, you stink." And of course, there's a lot more that on the other side of that page that I appreciate. And I still get a tremendous amount of fan mail now. And as long as that happens, you know, that says something about longevity in announcing. But I still, as I said, I love these players. These players are better than we were. Now, our superstars would have been superstars today. They would have been superstars 100 years from now. You know, your Mantle and Mays and those guys, Musials, guys I played against, K-Lines and Killebrews. But the average player like myself and the average player in the big leagues today are so much better than we were. They do things that we didn't even think about doing. We didn't have to face 95 to 100 mile an hour fastballs in the last three innings. We had some hard throws, don't get me wrong. We had some real good pitchers, don't get me wrong. But the game has changed. This does not even resemble the game that was played 40, 50, 60 years ago. I broke into 1959. And that's my goal, that I want to leave my grandchildren a legacy of, on January 1st, 2000. That's it. That's shutdown day, because that will put me in professional baseball for all the parts of 8 decades. And not many people have been there. Vin Scully is there. I don't know if Losardo's there. I know Don Zimmer was there. Dave Garcia was there. And I want my grandchildren to have a memory of their granddad being in professional baseball all the parts of 8 decades.
What's going to be the one thing that you're going to miss the most?
Oh, the ballpark, the fans. And I'm leaving at a time, really. It's not... I'm going to do some games next year, and we'll just take it, you know, watching the game fascinates me today. And anybody tells you they know baseball, they're full of it. Nobody knows this game. That's how beautiful it is. It changes all the time. And anytime a game changes, all of a sudden now, you just don't understand it. The only thing about being around the game as long as I have been, I've been around it more than most people. And guys of my ilk, so to speak, we don't know it any better than y'all. Y'all watching the same thing we are. You know, watching the same players, same strikeouts, same home runs, same mistakes. But the White Sox have been something special. And if you talk to a lot of players around baseball, they'll tell you, the ones who've been here, they loved it. To me, it's the greatest organization. I can't speak for basketball and football. I'm sure there's some great ones out there. In baseball, I think a better way to frame it is that there's not a better organization in baseball than the Chicago White Sox. It's just that simple. You can tie us, but you can't beat us. And to be in the situation like I've been, and been blessed to have been in this situation for all these years, do the math. Go figure.
How much?
What's it mean for you to be able to have the 20-game schedule next season to kind of have a farewell tour?
No, I don't. That, believe me, Colleen, I think you know me better. I don't care about that. I really don't. It's just going to be fun to be coming back to the ballpark. It's just like when I retired, you know, when I broke my leg and my ankle. I never missed a game one time. after that. And I went into golf, which, you know, gave me another area for a while. And I got $225,000 worth of council checks to prove I cannot play golf. So, you know, it was, and then I came back into baseball. And it made me realize, even though I had not missed playing the game, I still love the game. And, you know, when you've been doing it again this long, and you're, and with the people I've had to work with, you know, all the production people, all the media people, people don't understand. You got Jim Mangio, you know, who's a Hall of Fame director, you know. And the production crews we've had to work with have been just tremendous. I've done network baseball, and I didn't like it. That's the reason I stopped doing network baseball. I did not like it. I did not like having two producers, one in each year, telling you what to say and, you know, what not to say. Or don't go there, you know. So, to me, the optimum, I've never had a job in my life. I have never, anytime you go to work every day, and it's not work, anytime you have a profession or a career that you go to every day, it's not work. I have enjoyed, even the 8 years that I've had this commute, going back and forth to from South Bend, you know, in Granger, there's always something to think about on the way here and on the way back. If we won, it was great. Then I could turn on my Sirius XM and listen to Vin Scully or somebody, you know, on the West Coast who were out there. And when we lost, I could sit there and cuss everybody out with nobody to hear except me. And I talk to the Hawk a lot, believe me. He doesn't always respond. But we have some good conversations.
In the last 35 years, how has it evolved for you as a broadcaster to broadcast 2 hour and 20 minute games and now 3 hour and 40 minute games? What is that? And is that a concern for you as a baseball fan as well as a broadcaster?
Not as a broadcaster, but for the fans, for baseball fans, it is a concern. There's no question about it. They're going to have to do something to stop that. And all the people who work, we work together, and who work with me, they know I don't care how long a game lasts as long as we win. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care if we stay here for 4 or 5 hours. I don't care if we have to start it again tomorrow morning, which we've done that too, in that game against Seattle back in 1983. Right. But I was, as a player, I didn't care how long the games went, you know, as long as we won. And Jerry and I were just talking a little bit a while ago. This organization right now, I'm leaving, you know, there's three ways to play 500 baseball. There's this way that you're going to be a 500 team. There's this way that you're not a 500 team and you're lucky to be a 500. And then the third way is be a 500 going this way. Well, the White Sox organization now is going this way. At the time that I'm leaving, I'm going to miss that. I will not miss a game, though. I mean, I will either listen to it on radio or I'll watch it on TV. And Jason Benetti is going to be a hell of an announcer. I'm very proud. I listen to he and Stoney, and I'm very, very proud of what he is right now and what he's going to be. You know, he's still young. He's still in baseball as far as Major League and feeling his way a little bit. And he's just going to get better and better and better. And you guys are going to enjoy him for a long, long time.
That is Hawk Harrelson. Next year will be his last in the broadcast booth, and he's right about Jason Benetti. We'll hear from Jason in just a couple of minutes here on White Sox Weekly. We got to take a break. We're up against it, a few of them, I think. I do want to tell you, though, that the MLB.com at Bat app is your number one mobile app for live White Sox baseball. You can stay connected with a fully customizable experience. You get White Sox home screen icons and app features, as well as game day, live game video highlights, radio broadcasts like ours, Statcast news, and more. Download MLB.com at Bat today. Also, I'll be taking White Sox Weekly on the road Saturday, June 10th, live from 3 to 6 p.m. at the T-Mobile Magnificent Mile store. Come on out. Say hello. Maybe, just maybe, we'll have more stuff to give away. We'll see. This is White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890.
News, talk, evolve. WLS AM 890.
Zuba's Palooza is back on Tuesday, June 13th, as your White Sox take on the Baltimore Orioles at 7:10 p.m. Receive a voucher for a White Sox Zuba's t-shirt with the purchase of this specially priced ticket. T-shirts are limited to the first 500 fans, so get yours today. to purchase this specially priced ticket package. Visit whitesox.com/Zubas. I suppose it's probably worth spelling that for you, seeing as I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it. Is it Zubaz or Zuba? I thought it was sort of Zubas. Zubas? I thought it was Zubas. A little bit before my time. My parents had a pair, though. There are pictures. They are awful. I mean, great, but awful. Z-U-B-A-Z. Z-U-B-A-Z. WhiteSox.com/Z-U-B-A-Z. That's Zubas. So we got the news coming up. In fact, we're just a touch late. We were listening to Hawk Harrelson discuss his plans of retiring after the coming season, the 2018 season. We'll hear from Jason Benetti, the man that's taking over, in just a few. We'll hear from White Sox outfielder Adam Engel. We got a conversation with Nick Hostetler. We got a lot to do before we start the pregame show at 2:35 with the White Sox playing the Detroit Tigers. We'll get to that in a little bit. Right now, your news.